If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
And Shannon Martin joins us now, an insurance industry analyst at Bankrate. Hey, Shannon, this is John. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I was reading online this morning about, actually, I think it might have been a story in the paper, about the increased costs of homeowners insurance for people in Illinois who have State Farm or Allstate policies. I presume you're aware of some of these stories we're hearing here.
That's right. It looks like as soon as next month, some homeowners are going to see a pretty significant increase to the rate of their home insurance.
12 to 13%. I think they said that Allstate has already set the 2025 rates. State Farm has not yet, but it's expected those will go up as well. Is that your read on it also?
I do think homeowners really nationwide should kind of prepare themselves for the fact that insurance rates are going to continue to increase in the home sector. Anything that happens this year isn't necessarily related to the wildfires that have just happened in California, but it's more based on losses over the past couple of years.
Which includes some horrific hurricanes and storms. So maybe this year will be factored into next year's insurance rates then, huh?
It will. What insurance companies do is they try to gauge how much the future risk will cost, as well as taking into account what's happened in the past. So once they increase rates this year, they'll be able to kind of recalibrate at the end of the year and see where the rates need to be for 2026.
Is it certain that's going to happen to me in Illinois?
Well, it's not. So even when a company says, you know, your rates might go up 13%, that is just an average. So it could very well be that homeowners who've had three claims in the past 3 years see a much higher increase than a homeowner who's never had a claim. It's also going to depend on your zip code and the weather that's prevalent in your area. I know for Illinois, I believe it was in 2023, there were 3 days with more than 10 tornadoes. So wind is a real problem in Illinois, but homeowners that live in an area that haven't had a lot of tornadoes might not see as big of an increase.
But is it true that, say, in the Midwest, we will shoulder some of the costs of what happens in the Gulf Coast in California? They're going to spread it out over everybody.
It happens that way, but in a, kind of like in a different way than people might think. So State Farm is the number one insurance carrier in California. Actually, I believe maybe number one in Florida as well. So when they have big losses in those states, your policy in another state, that rate is based on the type of loss that you might experience, not necessarily how much they lost in another state. But what can happen is when it's time to rebuild these homes, if the losses are big enough, that increases the cost of parts and labor. So then when you do have a loss, if those prices are heightened, now insurance companies are paying more to rebuild your home in a state that isn't even prevalent to those types of losses. And so those type of payouts then can increase your rate for the future renewal of your policy.
I don't want to scare people unnecessarily or worry them, but you are also saying, it sounds like, if I haven't had claims and I live in northern Illinois, it's possible I won't see an increase or a significant one. But maybe if I've had a few claims and I live in northern Illinois, I will see a significant increase next year?
I don't want to worry people either. but unfortunately, that is the case. Some of it has to do with the kind of claims that have happened kind of throughout the country. But then it's kind of just like everything else. With the cost of building materials, the cost of labor, if higher liability risk, those type of things start to increase, then it costs insurance companies more to make you whole for your claim, which means your policy will cost more. So insurance usually gets expensive over time. The rates always go up, but what's happened over the past few years is they've gone up drastically in a short period of time, when normally it goes up slowly over a longer period of time.
So I guess maybe I could increase my deductibles. I wonder what my strategies would be to when I get that bill. I don't know if it's the same as auto insurance. Are there ways to lower my homeowner's insurance?
There are ways to lower your home insurance. And one thing that makes it a little bit challenging with home is so many people have their home insurance escrowed and rolled into their mortgage. So they might not even notice really how much they're paying with their insurance, especially if they've been at the same carrier for a long time. So the first step is to evaluate your renewal and your policy, see what your rate is, and make sure you're still covered for what you think you're covered for. Because some of the problems are that insurance companies are trying to remove extreme weather damage like wind or fire from policy. So you want to make sure you have the right coverage. And then you can always shop your policy around. You can also look to increase your deductible or maybe take off extra coverages that you might not need anymore.
Yeah. It does seem to be unfortunate, almost unfair here in Illinois. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have brush fires. We have tornadoes, but those are really random. Like, it's certain Florida is going to get more hurricanes. It's certain California is going to get more brush fires. It is not certain that my house is going to be subject to a tornado. In fact, I would bet against it. As often as tornadoes happen, they don't happen to many people. So, you know, if you say, yeah, but in Illinois you have tornadoes or even straight line winds, I know that's a thing, but it seems to me like the risk is a lot less than those other places.
It is. The risk for extreme weather damage in lots of parts of the country is much lower than it is on coastal states in like California, Louisiana, Florida, even Texas. People who live in those areas experience much higher insurance hikes. They have a hard time finding coverage. They have like wind-based insurance deductibles, which means their deductible could be in the thousands of dollars. But insurance is a shared risk pool, and we all share in it kind of together. And there are some ways that it leaks into other states. And the cost of building materials is just something that we all kind of
I understand that. And we noticed that with auto insurance, that during the last few years, it cost a lot more for insurance premiums or to get your car fixed because parts and labor were higher. Just one last thing. Do you have anything to say about that? Maybe y'all shouldn't live along the highway there in California. Maybe you shouldn't live in the lowlands of Louisiana or right on the coast of Florida. What do we say to those people that want to rebuild in those places where there are going to be claims?
That's what makes it so hard, because when you buy a home, it's not just a financial decision. It's an emotional decision. You want to live by family and friends. You want a support system. You want your kids in a good school. So you're looking at all these factors, and it makes it really hard to say, no, I'm going to up and move to a different state away from everything I've known just to be able to afford the home insurance. But we do need to start reframing what we think about in terms of home ownership and making sure that we understand how much it might cost to insure our home before we purchase our next home.
Shannon Martin is an insurance industry analyst at Bankrate. You frequently hear our friends at Bankrate on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Very helpful today, Shannon. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you for having me.